Well, praise God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Can we stand and give him a big clap offering? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise your Lord, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We love you. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We exalt you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praises to Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can you feel that presence? Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. We want to welcome if there's any visitors here. And we know there's some first time, this lady back here, but we don't embarrass people. We just welcome you here to join in with the anointing and the resurrection power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Let's just soak for a minute in his presence. Just close your eyes and just soak. See if you can get everything out of your mind. Say, Jesus, I am blessed with the virgin birth. I am blessed with the stripes on your back. I am blessed from the blood you shed. I am blessed with your death. I am blessed with your resurrection. I now walk in the resurrection power. Power over Satan. Power over principalities and powers. Power over sickness and disease. Power over poverty. I proclaim by faith in that resurrection power that I'm free. Ha, 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 devil! Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen? Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're still here, right? It'd be nice if Jesus would just say, come up here. Amen? Hallelujah. Me and my wife came to the Springs in 1982, and we've been ministering all over the city. We've been ministering just like we minister now. It's called Creative Faith Ministries, and we believe that God's faith in us will create new life and healing and mercy and prosperity and everything else. So when you're walking in God's faith and you have the God kind of faith, it should prosper in you. There's something maybe you're not doing. Maybe you're not using some of the keys. He said, I give you the keys to the kingdom. Say, I have the keys to the kingdom. Say, I have the authority. See, you have authority over your flesh. You have authority over situations and everything that tries to come against you. You have authority over it because you have the keys. I've given you the kingdom. I've given you the keys. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's open, if you would, Chris, to John 18:36. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, blessed Jesus. I feel moved to do some things here today by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hey, Jeff. Go two in the black, please. I just feel led to play this. Hallelujah. Some of you don't know what I'm doing, but Jeff has made something up with me, and there's different people who sing different songs and you know that I like to play. And so we, instead of naming the CD, we just say black because it is black. There's purple and there's green. There's orange. Right, Michael? Nine in the orange, right? Praise God. Hallelujah. Before we get into this, let's just listen to this. Yes, Lord. Listen to this. Close your eyes, saints. Open your eyes. Close them. Hallelujah. Yes, all to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Let's lift it up to the heavenly places.
Yes. Yes, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Listen, if anybody here feels broken for some reason, maybe it's in your mind, maybe it's in your emotions, God wants to deal with that right now so that you can receive the rest of the service, the Word of God. So if there's anybody here feeling broken in your thoughts, I want to pray for you. I want to be able to see you set free by the glory of God. He is King of kings and Lord of lords, and all things are possible. No matter how bad you think the brokenness is, you just feel down, you feel broken. I want you to come up here in Jesus' name. Come up here in Jesus' name. If there's anybody here feeling that way, come up here in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you. We're just going to bring, God's going to bring revival to you right now. Hallelujah. Bring that peace into your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Right here, dear. If you would. Stand right there. You bet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. That was a good word, wasn't it? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Kind of raise your hands, everybody, and close your eyes and expect him to take that brokenness out of you. There's some people who feel defeated, feel broken. It's going to change if you have the faith to believe and expect Jesus to do this. And I know you do, or else you wouldn't be up here. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you for your presence, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your presence, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I anoint her with the Spirit of a living God, Lord. And I pray all brokenness, Lord, to leave her right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Every bit of brokenness, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Every bit of brokenness, go in Jesus' name. The refreshing power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. Ooh, hallelujah. Every bit of it in Jesus' name. Oh, all brokenness and go. The presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that liquid love. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Every bit of brokenness, Lord. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Liquid love, Lord.
Need you, Jesus, badly. Need you so badly.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every bit of it. Hallelujah. Every bit of it in Jesus' name. Every bit of it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise. Ooh, pray. Hallelujah. Every bit of it in Jesus' name. Oh, every bit of it in Jesus' name. Oh, liquid love, Lord. Liquid love, I call it forth, releasing my faith in your name, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah.
bit of it, Lord. Liquid love, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Every bit of it, Lord. Oh, liquid love, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Liquid love, the presence of the Holy Spirit. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for your power, Jesus. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for that liquid love, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for healing all brokenness, Lord, in the flesh, Lord, in the mind, in the emotions, Lord. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that these people have been touched by you, Lord Jesus. They no longer, Lord, will walk in that area, Lord, but they'll walk in the freedom that comes through the resurrection power of you, Lord Jesus. So we exalt and lift you up, Lord Jesus, and give you all the glory and all the honor for the healing power that has touched these people in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is answering Pilate here, and he says, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. So we need to understand that the kingdom is a supernatural realm. So when you and I got saved, we entered a supernatural realm. We entered his kingdom. It's not of this world. Well, the world tries to dictate to us, doesn't it? It talks about sickness and disease and poverty and all the stuff that doctors give us with all the side effects and so on and so forth. But if we will learn the kingdom language and really have the power of the Spirit in our lives to teach us, and we do have the Spirit, that we are not in this, we're in this world but not of it. So we are now entered his kingdom, so our language, our kingdom language, should align with the kingdom, shouldn't it? So in other words, you got to have a language that aligns up with the kingdom. So I stand in the mirror in the morning when I dress up, and I point at the mirror, and I say, God is in that man. I'm talking about myself now. God is in that man. God is in that woman. Amen? Because the kingdom, I have entered the kingdom. I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I have entered the kingdom. So you can't have an earthly language after you enter the kingdom. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. So you got to start speaking the new things. Because the enemy is going to try to put you down, get you under guilt and condemnation, and so on and so forth. So his kingdom is not of this world. Jesus operated in the kingdom. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. When John was put on the Isle of Patmos, he received the kingdom. Because the book of Revelation is about Jesus, about the kingdom. That's why it's strange language over there. And Ezekiel and so on and so forth. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. So when you and I enter the kingdom through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they should be an identification with the kingdom language, by speaking it. If you just read it and don't speak it, faith won't come. Amen? So you're going to convince yourself by the Word of God, by the Holy Spirit, that you're in the kingdom. I was saying Friday night, listen, saints, Jack Cole, I'll mention names, and maybe some of you have never heard of it, but these were people who walked with God. Catherine Kuhlman. John G. Lake. You know John G. Lake was in the healing ministry and he had three strokes? The third one killed him? Some people don't know this. You know John G. Lake was a millionaire? And he gave it up, him and his wife? To go lead people to Jesus. Do you know that? It would be very difficult for us to say, a million? You remember when the guy approached Jesus, what must I do? And Jesus said, sell everything, give to the poor. He couldn't do it. But John G. Lake gave up, he was a millionaire, and I'm not going to get into what he got, but he went to work for Dowie. Him and Dowie joined together in the healing ministry. You know what Dowie wound up? He wound up on a porch. I don't know if it was Tennessee or Kentucky where he was, with a beard down to here, thinking he was Elijah raised from the dead. See, when you play with the supernatural, by the tune of the Holy Spirit, there's many things that happen to people. Catherine Kuhlman, another one. But they all had something in common. They all operated in the gifts. And today we don't encourage that. We don't see that happening. We settle in as pastors and maybe as an evangelist and so on and so forth. But all these people, you see, they operated in the kingdom. They understood the kingdom law by the Holy Spirit. Jack Cole, John G. Lake, William Seymour. That was a very small place on Azusa Street. We all have heard of that. Some have heard it, some have not. It was very small, similar to this. And a great revival broke out, and great miracles and healings and so on and so forth. They operated in the gifts. They all had that. The apostles operated in the kingdom and in the gifts. Jesus himself operated in the kingdom and in the gifts. And the church has gotten away from it, so now the church is full of sickness and disease and depression and all kinds of different things. You know why? We've gotten away from the supernatural. We've gotten away from walking in the kingdom. And everybody in here, watch it, everybody in here, you see, has been touched, has seen into the kingdom. And some of you have had visions and dreams, and you're afraid to talk about it. You know why? It makes no sense to your natural mind. Hallelujah. Smith Wigglesworth. You know, anybody ever heard of John Wesley? That man had an insight into the Holy Ghost like unbelievable. And the Methodists came out of that thing. Now look at where they are now. Now they're wanting to license homosexuals. Think about it. The enemy, if we don't get the power of God in the body of Christ, if we don't cooperate with the Holy Spirit, cooperate with the kingdom, I'm telling you, there's going to be another clown that enters in. And he's going to get us into religion. You and I, saints, have entered to a place in the kingdom of God, in the supernatural, when we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And when you say, amen, I understand that, then your confession, your language, must line up with the kingdom. So I'm looking in the mirror and I'm saying, God lives in that man. God is alive in that man. You're defeated, devil. God is in me. The kingdom is in me. And I have the keys and I have the authority. And I'm going to walk in the kingdom. And I'm going to take authority over sickness and disease. I'm going to have a great marriage. I'm going to have great blessed children and grandchildren. My wallet's going to be full. But I'm going to serve my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Where from? From the kingdom. I'm going to have a kingdom language. Even though I'm in this world is not going to dictate to me. This world's not going to tell me I'm no good. This world's not going to tell me I'm under guilt and condemnation. This devil's going under. This devil's going under in the name of Jesus. We all struggle with mind things. All of us from time to time. You got to attack it. You got to choke it with the word of God. You got to speak the kingdom language. Because whether you know it or not, if you entered his kingdom, you are not of this world. You are in the supernatural world of God. You are in Christ. And the Bible says in Ephesians, every blessing, we're blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ in the heavenly places. We're not saying it. We're not speaking it. We're not building the kingdom into our thinking. We're not building the supernatural into our thinking. We're just allowing our lives to be kicked around by the devil and by the world. Hallelujah. Galatians 1, 6 verse 9, or 6 to 9, I should say. Hallelujah. 1, 6 to 9. Start with verse 6. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. Many people, many churches, denominations, Catholics have turned away. You see, many Methodists and Episcopals and all these people are turning away from God. They're not walking in the kingdom. This right now is a very exciting time to be alive if you're walking in the kingdom. To set the captives free. The world needs to see revival. Our marriage needs to see revival. Our body of Christ, the church, needs to see revival. And the enemy is seeping in, see, trying to get a different gospel. I had my doorbell rang yesterday. I went down, there was two young men standing there. We are Mormons. I said, get out of here. Can I leave a card? I said, I don't want to hear from you. Get out of here. I'm not interested in Joseph Smith. My mother was. She tried all those Seventh-day Advent. Joseph Smith. She tried them all until she met me. Years later. And I said, you need Jesus. You ought to try him. He'll work for you. And I led her to Jesus. 2 weeks later, she was speaking in tongues. After that, I dragged her off to a charismatic meeting. And I was the preacher. I said to those two Mormons, I pastor a charismatic church. Can I leave a card? I said, you can't leave nothing. I ain't accepting nothing from you guys. Get out of here. My dog was there. Burr. You better go because she'll get you. Hallelujah. We're charismatic here. We're in the kingdom. We're expecting a move of the Holy Ghost. We're going to have a language. If nothing else, you'll learn a language today, a kingdom language. Don't let something seep into you. Don't let nobody change the gospel. Don't let nobody tell you there's not miracles. Don't let nobody tell you tongues have passed away. Don't let anybody tell you that all things are possible to God. Don't let them drag you into a religious belief. Away from the gospel, away from the kingdom, away from Christ, the anointed one. I ain't opened my ears to them people. You ain't got nothing in you that I want to hear. I want to hear about Jesus. I want to hear about the virgin birth. I want to hear about the stripes on his back, what he done for me. I want to hear about the blood he shed for me. I want to hear about the death, and I want to understand the death, that every sickness, disease, demons, and principalities went in that grave, and they can't come out. I want to walk in the resurrection power. Well, how are you going to do that? You got to have a kingdom language. Turn to the next verse. Which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. Many out there perverting the gospel of Christ. Even people in supposedly are supposed to be in Christ. You know what it is? Well, I prayed and I ain't got my blessing. I ain't got this yet and I ain't got that yet. The Bible says you have a due season, you'll reap if you faint not. If you follow these clowns, you'll never get it. What's the next one say? But even if we are an angel, see, don't be wanting to get angels from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. What is your mind hanging out with? Who's telling you God can't do it? Who's telling you the gifts of the Holy Spirit no longer are? Who's telling you or inviting you, come on over my church? What do you do over there? Oh, we're so blessed. And you go over there, and you think you'll walk into a dry closet. There's no room for the Spirit. I don't care if an angel appears. He better be bringing a message from Jesus. He better be bringing a kingdom message. Else he can shut up. I don't want to hear nothing. I want to hear the Holy Ghost in me. I want to hear about Jesus. He's the one that died for us. He's the one that shed his blood for us. He's the one that set me free from booze and drugs. He's the one that set me free from multiple sclerosis. He's the one that set me free from mind problems, depression and oppression. He freed me. Hallelujah! I thought the rapture came. Praise God. What's 9 say? And don't say anything. You got to read it. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. See, that's the first thing of getting into the kingdom. Don't listen to another gospel. Don't listen to lies from spirits and religious people. The flesh has set up this tickling of ears where they want to go and just, I want to hear nice music. Don't disturb me. I didn't come here to hear about sin. What did you come here for? Because flesh begets flesh. So if you'll talk about the flesh, you bless me. You talk about the Spirit, I get convicted. I don't feel right. Every time I come to your church, Mayo, I feel bad. Then get right with God and you'll feel good. Amen? That's the reason why we feel bad. We're not right with God. We're grieving the Holy Ghost. He's trying to bring us into the kingdom. He's trying to bring us into peace. He's trying to bring us into compassion. He's trying to bring us into joy. He's trying to bring us in the blood covenant. He's trying to cause revival to come alive in us. The kingdom, hallelujah. Well, I can't do that. I don't understand it. You ain't supposed to understand it. Let's go to Ephesians and get some language. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1, Chris. Oh, blessed Jesus. This is a kingdom language, saints. You know what the flesh will say? Well, how come it ain't happening? You know how long Job had to wait? How long Caleb had to wait? Hold your water. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is kingdom stuff, saints. Who has blessed us. Say, I'm blessed. With every spiritual blessing. In the heavenly places. In Christ. Say, the anointing that I have is teaching me all things about the kingdom. See, you're not going to shut me up. I'm free. I was once sickly. Mind, body, spirit. I was once depressed and oppressed. I once had a suicide spirit on me. I used to roll automobiles to see how many times I do it. Talk about somebody who's sick in the head. I played with a 357 Magnum. I walk on plastic now. Why didn't God grow it back? Why don't you ask him? Why did John G. Lake have three strokes? Why did Paul get bit by a snake? Why did Paul get thrown in jail? See, we want to just cruise into this with no problems. God says, I'm going to allow you to be tempted, not beyond what you can handle. You ought to be saying every day, I'm blessed with every spiritual blessing. Okay, go over to 2. No, I don't want to go 2. Go to 17, I should say, Chris. Verse 17, 1:17. Hallelujah. You're going to learn some kingdom language, saints. If you'll read this every day and confess this. 17 says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom in revelation in the knowledge of him. See, I want light and revelation of the kingdom. I want to know where I'm living. I want to be able to find my way through the streets of the kingdom, you see, finding myself into the gifts and the fruits and the love and the joy and the peace. Amen? I want revelation of the kingdom. I've entered the kingdom. He's opened the door. I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. The knowledge of him. What would he have me say? Go on to verse 18. See, sometimes our understanding is not open to the kingdom. Sometimes our understanding is not open to the gifts. Sometimes our understanding is not open to the blood-bought church and the forgiveness of how our sins are washed in the blood and every sin is forgiven and forgotten. Sometimes our eyes ain't open to that, so we don't walk in the kingdom. The kingdom language is the eyes of your understanding being lightened that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. What is his calling? For us to walk in the kingdom. To bring the kingdom to people. He told the apostles when he sent them out. Was it Luke 9? Hit Luke 9. Chapter 9. I want to see something. Hallelujah. Is it that one? One and two. Luke 9. One. Then he called his, listen now. He called his disciples together, gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. Two, and he sent them out to preach the kingdom. Preach freedom to people. Walk in the kingdom. Tell people about the kingdom. Tell them it's supernatural, that you've accepted Jesus. You've entered the kingdom. Now you must have an identification and a language that allows that it aligns with the kingdom. Amen? You're awful quiet. Are you being blessed? Yeah, see? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Verse 19, and we're back in Ephesians now, Chris. 2, verse 19. What is exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power? His mighty power is the kingdom. His mighty power is the Holy Ghost. His mighty power is the gifts. His mighty power is authority. The greatness of God is in us, and we don't identify with the greatness of God. We're whining and complaining about our headache. My toe hurts. I don't feel good. You never will feel good unless you identify with the kingdom, unless you speak that language. Feel good is not in the kingdom. I don't feel good. Have you ever heard Jesus say, Peter, go get me a couple of aspirin, I got a headache. I don't feel good. We always confess what's in the world, what's in our body, what's in our flesh. Think about it. And when you do, it gets worse. You start out with a toe ache, and then you get a backache, then you get a headache, and all your muscles hurt. What is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us? The kingdom. I'm in the kingdom. I'm in his power. I'm in his authority. I'm in his love. I'm in his joy. I'm in his peace. I'm in his compassion. I'm having visions. I'm having dreams. I'm moving in the Holy Ghost. I'm casting out demons. I'm opening blind eyes. I'm raising the dead. I ain't going to give the devil no ground. No ground. The exceeding greatness of his power towards us, according to the working of his mighty... See, his mighty power is when I identify, when I get in that kingdom and I start speaking that language, I excite the Holy Ghost in me and the kingdom power comes. Words of knowledge come. Words of wisdom come. Anointing comes. When I identify with the flesh, the devil comes. When I identify with sickness and disease, the devil comes. Working of his mighty power. Verse 20. Which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Aha. Say, I'm in Christ. I resurrected with Jesus. Seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. That's where you and I are. That's when you and I, the heavenly place, the kingdom of God is in us. The kingdom of God is in us, the Bible says. The kingdom is in us. And we should be telling people about the kingdom. Not about religion. Not about this don't work, that don't work. I've been doing this for years and nothing's going on. That's because you don't have a kingdom language. You don't have an identification. You have all the gifts of the Spirit. Which one? Listen now. When Jesus went to the cross, he went to save the world. He went, when he went through Matthew, Mark, and John, Luke, and John, he didn't do it for himself. He went to help people. What do you want a gift for? To help people? Do you want to bless people? Do you want to set them free? Then stop looking to yourself. Just start serving the kingdom. Just start walking in the kingdom. Just start having a kingdom language and watch the Holy Ghost get excited in you. Hallelujah. See, I identify every day with the virgin birth, the stripes on his back, the blood he shed for me, his death and his resurrection. I identify every day. Because I want to be in the resurrection. I don't want to be in the death. I want all sickness and disease and demons and principalities and powers be dead with Jesus. Because he disarmed them. Amen? He's above, verse 21. He's far above all principality and power and might and dominion. Say, I got dominion. Oh, hallelujah. Might and dominion. Every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. He put all things under his feet. Say, sickness is under my feet. Poverty is under my feet. Sin is under my feet. Covered by the blood. Satan is a worm. He's under my feet. Oh, he put all things under his feet. Where he is where we are. He put all things under his feet. Gave him to be the head of all things to the church. See, saints, we're not looking to the king. We're not looking to the head. If you don't look to the head, you won't walk in the kingdom. He's the head of the church, the worldwide church. What I'm complaining about, what I'm saying, does that line up with the head? If it's not, if it doesn't, stop saying it. What lines up with the head is the gifts and the fruits and the blood and the resurrection power and the name of Jesus and compassion and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That lines up with the head. What are you saying that don't line up with the head? Well, we all say many things. When someone sends you a bill and there's late charge on it, you check with the head, or you go, why, them suckers are trying to steal off me. I ain't paying no late charge. Was you late? Well, that don't mean, but the law of the land says they can. But the kingdom law says, be a good steward and pay your bills. I can't. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. I'll supply all your needs. See, that's kingdom language. That's living in the kingdom. You're not moved by your checkbook. You're not moved by the bill that's late. You're moved by the kingdom. You're confessing the kingdom. You're identifying with the kingdom. It'll cause those problems to be healed. Hallelujah. He put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head of the church, which is body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. See, saints, usually it's the pastor and the evangelist that's operating in the body. The body is just sitting there and saying, wow. Ooh. Did you feel that? Ooh. Why do you think God's touching you? If he touched you and you got the chills, do you think he's just doing that and say, I'm here? His word says, when two are gathered in my name, I'm there. But now he's touched you. Why has he touched you? Have you literally looked into the head and found out, Holy Ghost, why is he touching me? He wants you to know your love. He wants you to know your anointing. He wants you to know you have the power. He wants you to walk in the power. He wants to release a gift through you to help the world. He wants you to walk in the kingdom. That's why you're feeling that. A lot of people are blessed. See, I can feel the anointing. I'm going to preach myself happy, man. I had a bad experience this morning. I had to fight in my prayer closet. I'm talking about, I couldn't remember a scripture. I said, devil, you ain't going to do that. And I started sprouting these scriptures by the Spirit of a living God. I started talking about the kingdom language. I started identifying with Jesus Christ. And I went on and on. In about 15 minutes, it was gone. The devil wanted me to stay home. I said, no, devil, you're the one's going to stay home. And not in this home either. In the utter darkness. See, some people get feelings. I don't feel like going to church, man. I got a headache and I don't know. I'm depressed. Well, who do you think's doing that? God don't go around depressing people. Then who's depressing you? The devil. Who's binding you up? The devil. It takes a man and woman of God to walk in the kingdom and willing to take on those clowns and take on those feelings and those thoughts. Building the word of God into you. Walking in the kingdom. Stop complaining! Every demon in hell can hear that. And they can also hear, Jesus! They'll stick their heads out ready to come at you. When they see Jesus or hear Jesus, they're going to pull their head back in. Amen? Oh, blessed Jesus. Say, I'm saved by grace. I have favor with God. My salvation in Jesus has delivered me from demons, principalities and powers, sickness and disease, oppression, depression. I'm free. Ha, 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 devil! I got in that mirror. I said, listen, this devil, God lives in that man. The one I'm looking at, that's me. You try to tell me you can touch God? You can touch the blood-bought child of God? No, you can't. You're lying. I ain't agreeing with you. See, that's identification. Many, many Christians wind up on pills. Many Christians wind up in counselor's offices because of depression, oppression. You know why? You don't get in the kingdom. You don't have that language. You don't have that identification. He said to the apostles, go out and preach the kingdom. Start speaking the kingdom to yourself. Amen? Yeah. Praise God. Chapter 2, verse 1. Praise you, Jesus. This is manna. Say, this is manna. This is Jesus. This is life. The trouble is, listen to you. Some of you people sit there, do this. Everybody hold up two fingers. Turn it to yourself. Put it to your face. I don't think that was funny. No one asked you to laugh anyway. Chapter 2, verse 1. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses. Say, I'm alive. I'm alive in the kingdom. I'm alive in the joy. I'm alive in the peace. I'm alive in the compassion. I'm alive in the authority. See, when you read this and you say you're alive, what are you alive to? You got to say what you're alive in Christ. If I identify with in Christ, I'm walking in the kingdom. In which you walked in verse 2, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the powers of air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we, in verse 3, we also conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of our flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of the wrath, just as others. But God, say God, but God, in his rich mercy. See, saints, you got to understand. You got the mercy of God. You were once there. I was once there. But now we're in the kingdom. But God, who is rich in his mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, great mercy. Mercy every day. Every one of us needed every day because of we have this fleshly body. We need his mercy. I was just saying that yesterday. I need your mercy. Using the key, using the authority, opening the door, pressing in. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. You have favor with God. You're in the kingdom. You have favor with his love. You have favor with his mercy. You have favor with his gifts. You have favor with his peace. You have favor with his joy. You have favor with his compassion. And above all, you have favor with his mercy. See, saints, if you don't say these things when you're being attacked, you'll start putting yourself under guilt. You'll put yourself under condemnation. All of a sudden, you'll be thinking, gee, I'm no good. I must have missed God. Holy Spirit will help you. He'll let you know that you have mercy. He wants you to walk in the kingdom. Do you know, as people sitting here, you've been putting yourself down for 6 months? You've been walking in guilt and condemnation, but the Bible says you're in Christ. You ain't supposed to be walking in that. And you're not going to earn your way. Amen? Who said that? Oh, yes. Oh, you people, man. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 6. Raised us up together. See, this is identification. This is the kingdom, saints. And made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See, sometimes he's got to make us walk in compassion, make us walk in mercy, make us walk in love. The Spirit, a sovereign move of God come upon you. And all you can hear is mercy, love, forgiveness. Raised us up together and made us sit in heavenly places in Christ, that in the ages to come he may show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. You got a season, saints. You got a season. It's coming. You got a season. My God, don't let your minds go off to California during this thing. And don't call me up and say, you remember when you said, because I won't remember. I'm under the anointing now. It's flowing. I tell that Miller man, he ain't got no right in here. For by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourself. It is a gift from God. His mercy, his love, his compassion, his salvation is a gift from God. So you need to start speaking the gift. I'm healed. I'm forgiven. I'm loved. I have his mercy. I have his compassion. I have his peace. It's all a gift. See, it says, not of works, lest anyone should boast. You see, you notice how people say, you got to say 100 scriptures. You got to pray 2 hours. Now, some people are called to do that because they're intercessors. You got to turn around 3 times, then spit. Then we're going to check your saliva, see if it's anointed. All you got to do is identify with the kingdom. All you got to do is call forth his grace. It's a gift. Do you need mercy? It's a gift. Do you need compassion? It's a gift. Do you need peace? It's a gift. Do you need forgiveness? It's a gift. Yeah. Say, I'm a work in progress. Verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. You're not created in the world, you're created in Christ Jesus. For good works which God prepared before that we should walk in them. See, God says, I want you to walk in them. Are you walking in my footprints? Are you walking? See, you can say I'm in the kingdom, but if you don't identify with it, if you don't have a kingdom language, you're not walking in it. He said, my kingdom's not of this world. So every time you're in Christ, in grace, in mercy, you're in the supernatural. You're speaking the supernatural. I can hear the devil's going, ah! There's a sign on the way home that says, mug a bug. We're going to mug Satan. He's a bug. He's like a cockroach. You turn the light on, he runs. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Huh? More light. More light. More light. The Bible says your light's going to shine. Well, you got to energize the bulb. It can get dim. And you'll try to replace it. You can't replace God. You can't replace his light. You got to be the generator that energizes it. Where'd that come from? That's good, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Go to purple, Jeff. 8. I want you to think of this song. If there's anybody you haven't surrendered or anything you haven't surrendered, surrender it today. Don't try to carry it. Receive his mercy. Surrender everything to the Lord. There's some people here need to surrender pornography. Ooh. I can see the feathers rising. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, praise you, Jesus.
Some of you, God says, have reached out to me and you think you have missed me. You've missed my hand. But God says, today you'll feel my hand upon you. You'll feel your hand in my hand. You'll feel a freedom of my anointing of my spirit going through you. It shall break every yoke of bondage because I want to lift you up. I want you to know that you're a king and a priest. I want you to know that you're loved by me. I bring you into these places in the kingdom, and I speak to you by my spirit to encourage you that you may be refreshed by sitting in the anointing, the glory that I released in this place today. God says, my love shall be upon you. Yes, it shall cause you to understand what love is all about. My love, you loving me and I loving you. I loved you first, but God says, receive this revelation and reach out to me and believe that I've touched you and believe that the anointing is breaking the has broken the yoke of bondage, because I, the Lord, have spoken today, and you can take it and you can put it inside of yourself, and it can cause it to manifest. It will grow bigger and faster than a weed, because it's my glory, it's my power, it's my strength given to you for my glory, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Amen. Does anybody need prayer? Has anybody got any sickness in your body, pain or anything? Hallelujah. See, some people don't want to admit to it. Everybody tell me I got pain in my back. I'm charismatic. I ain't supposed to have pain. Yeah, you are.
I had it when I came in, pray
and it's gone. He walking through the pews. He walking through the pews. Very intent, he said. Pain will get your attention. Amen? Wouldn't you just like to sit here and see him come off the gurney, see him come out of the wheelchair, and you just sit there and say, wow. I can't preach. You ain't going to preach today, Ellery. I'm just going to move. I'm a sovereign God. Whew. Praise God. I just felt a breeze come by me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Let's do one more song. He's a lifter of my head. Yeah. You want to get lifted up today? He's a lifter of your head. See, usually, you know, you ever see people walking through the mall or through a parking lot? Just it'd be all right if you're looking for coins or something. I call Walmart the cave. My kids will call me, where are you at? I'm over the cave. You know why? They act like cave people. Receive this song this morning. Hallelujah.
You're my glory, Lord, and the lifter of my head.
Hallelujah.
For
everybody here this side, stand up. Stand up. Make room for me. Here come Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, in Jesus' name. Let me show you. Hallelujah. Oh, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name. God bless you, dear. Let me by here. Can I get by here? Sure. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
praise you, Jesus.
It's going now. It's going now.
Go!
In Jesus' name. Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, I anoint her, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Get your mind off yourself. Hallelujah. Get your mind off yourself in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Here comes Jesus in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh. New kidneys in Jesus' name. New kidneys in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Stand up this next year. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Refreshing. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. How you doing? In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Raise your hands, guys. It's time for you to put Jesus in your life. You know that? Would you like to accept him now? Praise God. Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, here's Michael. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. How you doing? Praise God. In Jesus' name. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Oh, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Refreshing anointing. In Jesus' name. It's going to happen, brother. It's going to happen. Hallelujah. I didn't forget you. How you doing, big guy? Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Coming through. Here comes Jesus, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, God's breaking some bondage off you, dear, hallelujah, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, oh, coming through, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Come over here, dear. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Coming through. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Breath into his lungs. In Jesus' name. Breath into his lungs. In Jesus' name. Every bit of it. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Get this man, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Come down here, dear. In Jesus' name. Did I touch you? In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's a lifter of your head. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Power healing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Power. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Close your eyes. Don't be gawking. Hallelujah. Power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
You thought I forgot you. No, I didn't. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Bend down here just a second. Power in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Who? Jay? I touched him. Yes. Praise the Lord. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Raise your hands to him, saints. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Hallelujah. Worship him. He's the lifter of your head. Worship him. Hallelujah. Yeah. God said, I forgot you. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's good, isn't he? Hallelujah. God's good, isn't he? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Raise your hands again, dear. Hallelujah. Close your eyes. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. God said there has been a lack of the flow of my spirit. Today you have been refreshed. For those things you have longed for a long time will start manifesting quickly. And there has been a ministry that you was in at one time or involved in, and you have kind of seemed dropped off and you've been discouraged. But God says revival is going to break out in you, and you're going to carry forth. You've been minted, and you're going to carry forth that which you've seen. And your eyes have been opened. Your ears have been unstopped to hear my spirit, saith the Lord. So this day, new beginnings will start in your life for my glory. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, and I just thank you and I praise you in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus, we exalt and we lift you up, Lord. You are the King. You are the Lord. We draw all attention to you, Lord. We have a lot of joy and a lot of fun in your presence and under your anointing, Lord. But we know, Lord, it's all you, Lord Jesus. It's all the power of your Holy Spirit descending upon your church, Lord. We are and proclaim and prophesy and speak by faith, the Church of Philadelphia, Lord, that we're going to have doors open, Lord, that no man can close, Lord, and close that no man can open. And the devil has been defeated, and the principalities and powers have have been defeated, and sickness and disease and cancer and poverty will not be a part of our lives. Right now, Lord, I speak to MS, Lord. I speak to Lou Gehrig's disease, Lord. I speak to stomach problems and back problems, Lord. I speak to kidney problems in the name of Jesus, and I call it forth by your power, by the gift of your Holy Spirit, the gift of miracles, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Look at all these little angels. Yes. Are you ready? I know she is. Are you ready? Is everybody ready? Stick them up then. Raise your hands. Raise your hands. Praise God. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I touch him, Lord, in Jesus' name, 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 in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hi, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come here, dear. In Jesus' name. Power! In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. You can go back now. Everybody here say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're all set now. What's she doing down there? You don't know? I wonder what happened to her. What's she doing? She fall down? Oh, she got prayed for. Oh, okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen? Yeah, let us sit for a while. Hallelujah. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. Well, if you want a DVD, they're over there. If you want a CD, they're over there. Take your 3 minutes. Don't call me on Wednesday and say, do you have the CD for Friday, Sunday? Take a minute and go over there if you want one. If you don't want one, then go home. I don't care. But if you want one, do it now. Amen? Amen? Ron's the only one clapping his hands. What's the matter with you people? Hallelujah. Well, as I said before, shake someone's hand, say something nice. Always say something nice.